Welcome, everyone. It is 1 p.m. We are conducting a pre-hearing conference regarding Health Appeal 2501, which is an appeal of a notice of violation by Skagit County Public Health, the appellant being Tulip Time LLC. Do I have a representative of the department?
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you have a representative of the applicant, appellant?
Yes, Your Honor, Mark Lee here.
Well, I have all the people I expected to see, so that makes me happy. And you are both here to announce that all things have been settled and I don't have to think about it ever again.
Sorry, Your Honor.
All right. Okay, so
Yeah,
let's
unfortunately,
move
you know, Your Honor.
on.
Also, Your
Last
Honor,
time, yeah, go ahead.
since this hearing was scheduled, I've had something put on the 1:30 civil motion calendar. So if we're running close to that, I just need to switch over to tell them I'm in another proceeding. I don't know if it'll take that long.
We should be done in about 3 minutes, I suspect.
Yeah.
Where are we? Are we ready to proceed, or something else need to happen?
Well, Your Honor, we are ready to proceed subject to securement of additional documents from the county. So I'm ready to set a hearing date, but my folks have made some public records requests that they would like to be fully responded to before the hearing occurs.
Mr. Norton, do you have a position on this?
Your Honor, there are, I'm aware that a number of requests have been made to the county. I don't think those are necessary to decide this matter.
Okay.
Well,
Mr.
I would
Lee?
disagree, Your Honor. So
Well, you know. I have two fine, distinguished legal practitioners and gentlemen with surprisingly a dispute about what's necessary or not to proceed to a final hearing. Both parties are entitled to having an efficient and speedy hearing. And for this to happen, I am inclined to set some dates and I'm inclined to set a motion hearing date as to whether or not that question needs to be resolved. The parties could try to convince me one way or another, I suppose, whether that is necessary. That public records request process is a process that happens outside the scope of my supervision or jurisdiction. We have our own discovery processes that are available to the parties and Skagit County Hearing Examiner rules, which, to the best of my knowledge, there are no outstanding requests in that regard. So let's see. Let's look at what's realistic here. Well, Mr. Lee, do you have a guesstimate based on your history of public records requests and maybe in this instance, when you think you might get those records?
I believe the most recent date that was provided by the county was the end of this month. The other option,
Wonderful.
Your Honor, would be to allow us to do some discovery, give us about 45 days. We could get out requests for production and we can get the documents that way. That
Well, we don't have a
might
request
be.
for production process. We
All
don't have
right.
that. Okay. So let's take a look at what you gentlemen have for availability and ourselves for an availability for a hearing. Well, that's no good. Oh, wait, we do hearings. When do we like to do hearings, Ms. Herman? We like them Friday in Skagit County, is that right?
Unless they're by Zoom,
No, this will
then
be
we
an
can do them
in-person. This
anything.
will be an awesome in-person activity. Wow, it's been really getting How much time do you expect for your case, Mr. Lee?
Oh, I'm sure we can get this done. Well, I'm hoping it within a day.
Oh, whole day though. Is that, Mr.
Oh,
Norton, is
yeah.
that a fair estimate from your perspective?
I think that's a fair estimate. My hope is it wouldn't take a day, but not having done one of these, I'm not exactly sure what that looks like. I've only seen a couple of these.
All right. Well, you've all made me nervous now. And maybe this will buy Mr. Lee some time to satisfy his discovery issue. How do you guys like July 3rd?
July 3rd.
Well, are you even open on the third?
I hope so. Are we open, Ms. Herman, on the 3rd?
It does say Independence Day for the 3rd because it's the 4th is the
But
holiday.
the 4th is Independence Day. What are we, a government
But
agency of some
it's a
kind?
Saturday.
All right, how about July 10th?
We're good
That works
here.
for me.
Mr. Norton?
For the hearing.
Yeah.
Very well.
I'm going to give
That'll
you guys
work, Your Honor.
all, I'm going to schedule the whole day open. And I'm going to be generous. We're not going to start at 8 like I like to. We'll start at 8:30. Okay. Let me just note down a little scribble for myself so I can make sure I keep that. Mr. Lee, what were you saying?
Nothing, Your Honor. I was just saying that works for me.
Great. Guys, you're hearing all day. Tulip time appeal. Given the length of time this has gone on, it's probably going to have to be some extraordinary showing for me to want to delay this hearing any further. I'm going to make a briefing schedule. And that is what I'm going to do. I don't think any, I've already made a lot of other findings about the scope of the hearing, what laws are applicable to this hearing. I'll refer to those prior orders in my order, and I'll just stick a briefing schedule in there that won't be, I don't think, overly burdensome. Give you guys enough time, month, 5 week ramp up on this process for briefing. And, is there anything else, Mr. Norton, from your perspective, you'd like to hear or need from me?
I was wondering if the court wants a time frame related to any dispositive motions that either side would want to bring.
We can schedule a motion hearing date. Let's see. Let's do it well in a, what did I say for a date? I just said something crazy, like July 10th. Okay. Let's resolve things as much as possible before then to save you guys time and energy. We could do a virtual hearing on June 5th. Would that work for you, Ms. Herman? A virtual hearing on Friday morning?
Yes.
Would that work for you, Mr. Lee?
Is there a chance we could bump it to the 12th? I have a trial in Skagit County that week.
Can't in we can't I'll be speaking words in another venue that
Then
fifth. Let's
that
see.
let's leave it the 5th, Your Honor. That's fine by me.
Okay.
I'll make it work.
Well, you know, we also don't have to stick to Fridays. We're doing a virtual motion hearing. So do you guys like we could do you do the afternoon of Monday the 8th. Would that work for people? June 8th?
Works for
That would
me.
be great, Your Honor.
All right.
Hang on a second, Your Honor. Yes, the 8th would work.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in my order. Monday. June 8th, 2026. And I'll make some comments about timing that'll reflect the hearing examiner rules on this matter. Potential, you don't have to file dispositive motions, but we'll save this date so we're all available. Potential dispositive motion hearing date for Tulip time. Okay, I will get an order out for that. And Mr. Lee, do you need anything else?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
Great.
Thank you both. And Ms. Herman, thank you for organizing us and keeping us all together. And I'm going to sit down and draft this order right now and get it to Ms. Herman. It should be there to all of you within an hour or so. If there's anything you think is terribly wrong, why don't the two of you confer? And then if you agree there's something terribly wrong, just let Ms. Herman know to pass me a message. We'll see if we can't fix that, okay?
Sounds good, Your Honor. Thank you.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
day.
Thank
Thank you
you.
both.